So this presentation is part game show host and part science experiment to get all of you sort of involved. At the end of the day, it's been a long day for those of you who've been hanging in here with me since 8:30. It's based upon the idea that we are all called upon to evaluate what a given employment law situation is worth and what it should be settled for. In other words, we're all told by our clients, this is what happened, and then we're asked, what do you think my case is worth? Or what'll it take to make this go away? To put a finer point on it, on my side, the client will tell me a story and say, you can get me $200,000 for this, right? And on the other side, you're told by the managers, this is what happened, and you're asked, you can get me out of this for $2,000, right? And of course, on both sides, our answer is always the same. Of course, just remind me what your litigation budget is again. And so, since we all spend time trying to answer the unanswerable, right, I thought it would be interesting to come up with some fairly standard fact situations, and let's see what we think that they are worth, and what would be a fair value to settle them that you can use in your practices. And it's part also a science experiment to see if plaintiffs and defense lawyers will evaluate something similarly. So there's 9 fact patterns on tab 14 in the material. Please take a look at them. We'll be discussing them in a minute. But while you're looking at that, let me tell you a moment about the methodology. We sent these out to employment and management and employee side lawyers, including the entire labor and employment section of the bar. People were promised absolute anonymity. They could fill out their answers and send them in by email, by fax, put them in a plain white envelope and wipe the prints clean, which several people did. Everyone got absolute anonymity.